Welcome to CyberWatch. CyberWatch is produced by Silent Breach, a leading cybersecurity firm specializing in network security and digital asset protection. CyberWatch airs weekly in 10-minute episodes and covers the latest events, technologies, and conversations from across the industry. Unfortunately, organizations across nearly every sector are still struggling to secure their public-facing applications. In 2022, for example, Silent Breach security consultants found that 92% of web applications tested contained serious or critical security flaws. In particular, we recently reported that 97 of the 100 largest airports are similarly compromised. A major contributor to this trend lies in the fact that, for most organizations, the attack surface is only growing. CISOs are finding that they must defend against cyber attacks on multiple fronts: web, mobile, social, physical, wireless, cloud, and insider threats, to name just the most obvious. What is your attack surface, and why is it important? Your attack surface is the sum of every attack vector that can be used to breach your perimeter defenses. In other words, it is the total quantity of information you are exposing to the outside world. Typically, the larger the attack surface, the more opportunities hackers will have to find a weak link which they can then exploit to breach your network. The key to effective attack surface management is to reduce your attack surface as much as possible without compromising other business functions in the process. Here's how. The first step to reducing your attack surface is to first identify and prioritize all of your internet-facing assets. For smaller companies, this can be done manually, but typically an attack surface management tool can be used for this. For example, Silent Breach's Quantum Armor is a free agentless tool that can be set up in a matter of minutes and will automatically identify and prioritize your exposure. Next, it's important to determine what level of risk your current level of exposure brings with it. Again, this can be assigned manually, but Quantum Armor will provide this for you automatically. Once we've identified your total exposure, we'll assign a holistic risk rating to your current network. This will serve as your baseline. In addition, it's important to have access to the latest threat intelligence, as this will help you distribute the risk ratings in an accurate and realistic manner. For example, at first it may not seem significant that you have 92 email addresses exposed, but when you learn that a dozen of these accounts have been compromised in a recent data breach, this will likely impact your risk assessment. Quantum Armor has a built-in threat intelligence engine which automatically correlates your personal exposure to events occurring both in the real world and on the dark web. Finally, as you begin to reduce your attack surface, either by applying mitigation measures, merging components, or eliminating them entirely, you should see a corresponding dip in your overall risk. Once you've implemented a monitoring tool, this process will continue to run on repeat, keeping you up to date on the current state of your attack surface security and helping you reduce your risk along the way. By now, it is commonly accepted that cybersecurity is no longer exclusively an IT job, but the reality is that CISOs are both the newest C-level executives and the least understood. Consequently, the ability of CISOs to translate technical issues into business jargon backed with hard data will be a defining security trend of 2023. In crucial ways, it will be cultural adjustments, such as these, that will provide the sorely needed expenditure increases in cybersecurity, and transitioning to quantitative risk models such as attack surface management will help pave the way. Here are the top four benefits of attack surface management, and why it may be the right fit for your organization. 1. Network discovery. The initial stage of any cyber attack is network reconnaissance. During this process, the hackers map out their victim's exposed infrastructure and begin to search for any weak links or potential gaps. Once a vulnerability is discovered, hackers will be able to choose the attack vector with the highest likelihood of success. By unnecessarily exposing vast portions of their network to the public, companies are unwittingly helping their own attackers. Moreover, many companies still struggle with understanding exactly what their attack surface looks like from the outside. Here's where ASM comes in. ASM tools like Quantum Armor can provide you with a list of exposed assets, complete with data visualization and shadow IT, with just the click of a button. 2. Continuous monitoring. Once you've mapped your attack surface, The next step is to monitor it. We found that it takes companies up to 6 months on average to detect a data breach, and in a world where time is money, these delays can turn out to be quite costly. Recent estimates suggest that breaches that take over 30 days to contain cost an average of $1 million more than those contained within the first month. With continuous monitoring, your network will be tracked around the clock, and any suspicious activity will be reported immediately. For example, tracking the changes in your attack surface can help your IT team determine if a backdoor has suddenly appeared on your network or if a firewall has been misconfigured. Furthermore, monitoring your attack surface can help you measure your IT team's progress in securing and/or reducing your perimeter security, as well as identifying the precise strengths and gaps in your security profile. 3. Data integration. As corporations continue to battle silo effects throughout the organization, investing in an ASM tool can help boost data sharing and cross-purposing. For example, security engineers and business executives are forced to work with two separate toolkits, each containing various unrelated tools. Quantum Armor bridges that gap by providing a single platform that is easily tailored to each stakeholder's needs and expertise. Moreover, ASM tools can help leverage already existing data, logs, and tools in order to learn more about your organization's threat profile and untapped opportunities. 4. Risk-based prioritization. Not all assets have the same value to your organization or attackers. Any ASM should automatically provide an external threat assessment, identifying the most tempting issues to attackers. Some ASMs, like Quantum Armor, go one step further and provide you with an AI-powered custom remediation plan, helping you focus your resources on the highest priority issues. Unlike traditional risk assessment techniques and security questionnaires, ASM security ratings are derived from objective, externally verifiable information. Thank you for listening to CyberWatch, a Silent Breach podcast. Stay tuned for weekly 10-minute episodes. To learn more about Silent Breach, visit silentbreach.com or follow us on all your favorite social media platforms.